Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Nope. I'm not doing it. Seriously, I'm not reporting any more on that impeachment circus that's going on, at least not today. I mean, I'll have plenty of work on it tomorrow. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Look, get involved, get engaged. It's not that hard, okay? It's just not that hard. What you want to do is you want to head up to the website, therealside.com. And as I said, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can give me your email address. We send out one email a week, let you know what's going on the show, who's coming on, what the guests are going to be, that kind of stuff. Or you can, you know, get sign up for text alerts. I know I'm trying to get out of my mouth there. Sign up for text alerts. And that's an easy one, too. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Now, I'm always making fun of California Democrats. Because you can. It's easy. They're easy. They're an easy mark. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. All right? I know some of you go, oh, my God, he's talking about violence against Democrats. Now, just go somewhere else if that's your problem. So I've asked somebody who's more of a regional icon. And his name is John Boston. And he's, you know, he writes a bunch of humor columns. He writes about world history. He's written over 11,000 columns. He's got essays and blogs all over the place. You know, my joke is you like horse manure on the ranch. You can find him about anywhere. He's been named the best serious newspaper columnist in North America a couple of times. Several times he's been named the best human newspaper columnist. I mean, I can go on and on about this guy, but then we'd have nothing to talk about when he came on. We'll talk a little bit more when he shows up. But the reality is, he's been watching the Democrat Party in California forever. And he's got some great insight on where they've been and where they're going and how they've not changed. No matter what they tell you, no matter what they do, their spots have not changed. So we need to bring more people on. You need to talk to more people who understand the party and not just the talking points. Can we do this? Not just the talking points of the party. You need to have real information. That's simple. All right. I've got something that isn't earth-shattering. But you guys, you know, you'll say, okay, that's not news. But it is news. You know how I'm always pounding on you about when you send your kids to college and you're not paying attention to what they're being taught? You're not paying attention to what's going on? Let me tell you what. If you look at the donor numbers, Democrats versus Republicans, in light of college professors, you wouldn't be surprised. Right? 12 out of 12,300, you want to write this down? I don't care. 12,372 college professors. And this includes out of Washington, D.C. as well. Right? Only 2,300 made political donations, and out of those 2,300, only 22 of them were to Republicans. Okay? It ain't that hard to figure out. Just 22. And if you look at the percentages of registered Democrats, out of all of those, only 5.7% of them are registered Republicans. The rest are Democrats. And that's why I keep telling you, you send your kids to these schools, you don't check them out. It's not like it used to be. At least the liberals used to hide a little bit, for God's sakes. Now they don't at all. They're right in your face with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let this happen. Pay attention to where you're sending your kids. You complain about them being socialists. You complain about socialism, communism. And then you send them to these schools that push, talk, and support socialism and communism. And apparently, the only place Democrats seem to, these professors, they get some of them to give money, and they're Democrats. 12,000, right? Over 12,000 professors surveyed in 31 states in Washington, D.C. 2,300. Only 2,300. Only 2,000 of the Democrats professors made contributions or donations to Democrats. I think it's hilarious. I'm sorry. But I go back to what I said a few minutes ago. And you keep sending your kids to these schools. You can't possibly wonder. With that number, you can't possibly wonder what they're being taught, right? And as you go down the list, you know, if you ever want to really see what's going on these campus, college campuses, head over to campusreform.org, campusreform.org, and you'll see, they have local reporters in every campus. Campus Reform actually hires young people going to those schools, young conservatives. And they do it so that they're in there with the mix, that the people or the kids will trust them. And now, you know, I mean, crazy things going on. There's a Mississippi professor that's now resigning to run for Congress openly as a Democrat socialist in Mississippi. Have you people lost your minds down there? We can always depend on the South, at least, right? To be totally, I don't want to say American because I don't mean it that way, but you know what I'm saying, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. John Boston joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Listen to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, people, get involved in the conversation. Don't just spew the party line. Just don't spew the text you just got from your party or what have you. That makes me nuts, even from my side. Even the people on the right, you depend on guys like me and others, and you think you're going to take that to the bank. Don't. Do a little bit of your own homework. Figure it out on your own. It won't kill you. A little reading goes a long way, got to tell you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I set this up earlier to tell you, look, when it comes to politics, I love beating on California because some of you Democrats across the country, and I've got friends that are what I call sane Democrats, all right, across, and they don't get it. And I would say the same thing. You are nothing like the Democrats here in California. And if you want to see the government taken over by government taken over by Democrats like they are in California. If you want to see how the government would work on a federal level if it had total Democrat rule, start with California, look at Virginia, and then run. We don't want it. We're not interested. So I've asked John Boston to join me. Now, John, and he's not from Boston, by the way.
No.
We're clear.
Springfield, actually.
So we'll talk about that after. So many people think that they're from Boston when they're from 2 hours west of Boston. You go, no. Boston is Boston. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, John has won many awards, you know, 100 awards for writing. He's been named the best serious newspaper columnist. He's also been named the best humor newspaper columnist in North America. He's got a lot of accolades here that we'll give him later on, I promise. But, John, I want to get to you. You wrote a great piece. Now, you've written many great pieces. But, I mean, this one in particular, you actually, in talking about a local, now we are replacing Katie Hill out here, and I'll say thank God you don't.
Congresswoman, yes. Nude lesbian congresswoman.
Yes, and yet her personal life we're not supposed to talk about except that she puts it out everywhere, but that's beside the point. But in your piece, as you start calling out why her replacement doesn't cut it, you call out the shortcomings of the Democrat Party here in this state especially.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you did vote Democrat at one time, but now you probably won't do it.
I would vote for whom I thought was like the best person. And the Democratic Party in recent years has just gone, crazy.
Gone, yeah. Really?
Yeah. And there is no... it is not the party that it was 2 years ago, you know. And so there's no, you know, sort of middle ground Democrat. That's what we're going through right now with this impeachment nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, let's talk about California. Now,
sure.
California, beautiful place to be. Matter of fact, I won't go through the details, but when I moved to California, I actually had a quarter of my hand, and I had Texas written on one side and California on the other.
I'll be darned.
I flipped it, came up California. Came out here on World Airways when George Burns was doing commercials for them, right? $99 coast to coast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, but I came out here. It was beautiful. It was different atmosphere. That was almost 30 years ago. This state is in 30 years. Now, you've been here a lot longer than that. But
I've been here since the 1950s. So,
all right. Yeah. So, that's a while. But the change for me is unrecognizable. If I had to come here today, if I was doing the same thing, California wouldn't be on that coin today.
Mm-hmm.
What is the biggest difference you've seen take place since Democrats have pretty much taken over?
It is my mother-in-law, I think, caught it a bunch of years ago, bless her heart, but she said that the fundamental nature of humanity is insanity. And I think the entire country turned right before, you know, the election of President Trump, and you could thank my dopey sister like Lisa for that. She was in an argument we had a big family reunion down in Orange County. One of the guests was a big executive with Walt Disney. And she's conservative. He was liberal. They got into it, you know, about politics. And, you know, as they do at all these parties and family reunions.
Yep.
And he said that the Baptists have murdered more people in the last 10 years than all the Islamic terrorists combined. And I'm just sort of standing neutrally enjoying this. And I go, you know, time out. I'm a newsie. I follow stuff. I can't recall a bunch of Baptists strapping TNT, you know, to their vest and going into McDonald's, you know, and blowing the place up. And I said, where are you getting this? And he goes, I just know. And he stuck to this. And then everyone's getting in on this, you know. And he is just sticking to his guns that the Baptists have killed more people in recent years, the last decade, than all, you know, the Islamic terrorists in the world combined. And as for proof, you know, he just knew. And my sister said, she put her hand on her hip, and she is a force of nature, and she just said, you are a blankety-blank moron, and fill in the word for blankety-blank. And somebody, you know, came in and said, wait a second, can't we just compromise? And that was a real, you know, focal point for me, because I realized I can't compromise with someone, you know, and say, you know, well, the Baptists killed half as many or twice as many. I mean, there's no point of reference. And this was right around the time when Trump was just announcing, you know, and this, you know, of course, there's no, you know, correlation, but I think all around the country, people were getting fed up with the lunacy of the left, you know, and in California, oh my goodness gracious.
You have a great line in your piece. You said, your party's voting record is like a balloon with the air let out, flying all around the place. And I agree with you. And some of the points that you make are spot on. Abortion after 9 months. World ending in 9 years. Now, you're older than I am. I've been hearing that since the late 60s or early
70s.
Oh, gosh,
yeah. That's another thing. Yeah, yeah.
We had 5 years at best.
The population bomb, Silent Spring, you know, all these, you know, world's coming to an end, you know, don't get the 5-year lease, you know, so.
Giving votes to felons, junior high schoolers, you know. And when you think about all of this, it's almost like anything that is 180 degrees from normality, true normality, therefore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, here's the thing that's strange for me. I have so many, or at least until this radio show, had so many, you know, liberal friends and stuff. It's like, in many cases, it's like having a child that comes home with a report card and has 6 A's and an F minus. And you're happy about the A's, but what's the deal with the F minus, you know? And I look at people who run companies, you know, who are great parents, who are introspective in their own lives, and have the wackadoodle, you know, political viewpoints.
Well, we're gonna talk about that. This isn't just a right and left viewpoint. This is a far right viewpoint and a far left viewpoint in this state. There is nothing in the middle. Joe Mussini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. John Boston will still be with me. I have locked him in the cave. He's going nowhere. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells the Senate President Trump's administration was applying heavy pressure on Ukraine to announce an investigation of Joe and Hunter Biden.
We're to believe they felt no pressure? Folks, they're at war. They're at war, and they're being told you're not getting $400 million in aid you need unless you do what the president wants, and what the president wants are these two investigations.
The House managers are continuing to present their case against the president in his impeachment trial before the Senate. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says, to him, the impeachment is a partisan effort to oust a political rival.
This was an effort by the Democrats in a very partisan way to bring a case against President Trump because they weren't happy with the results of the 2016 election and are concerned that they're going to have real problems in the 2020 election.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. If you want text alerts, yes, text alerts. We've gone past email now because we're having so much trouble getting information out, and even Google's having a field day. I found out from some of my Gmail people who have Gmail email addresses that they're getting notices that our emails are coming from a known spam site. Isn't that wonderful? So they haven't figured out how to stop the text messaging yet. So text me, TRS at 77222, TRS at 77222. It's a great way for you to get the information, or great way for, I should say, for me to get the information to you and you to know that the show is actually starting. Let me bring him on because I love his writings. I've known this guy for years. I haven't had him on the show before, but a recent piece that he wrote really hit home from a standpoint of what the Democrat Party stands for here in California. And then as you move along, if they were to truly, honestly take over this country, what it would really look like. John Boston, he has more than 100 major writing awards. Several times he's been named the best humor newspaper columnist in North America. He's also best serious newspaper columnist in North America as well. John, thanks for being with me. I appreciate
it. My pleasure.
All right, so again, I'm going to go back to your piece because I just think you hit such a home run on this piece, and people read over it in some cases like, yeah, whatever, okay, we've heard all this before, but you hit the real issues, the real understanding is, you know, you got a Virginia governor, a Democrat, mm-hmm. Who in this particular case was even worse than Governor Nuisance, where he claimed a state of emergency before anybody showed up with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Here he's taking credit for defusing the violence. Now, I don't know about you, but I still live in a country supposedly where you're innocent until proven guilty. He had a riot happening before anybody even showed up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how this state is operated, isn't it?
Well, I can't understand. Well, let's take the bullet train, you know. A gazillion-dollar train that goes to nowhere. It's just been a money pit, you know, a land bought and buildings built, and it's not even, you know, it goes to nowhere.
Not going to happen.
It's happening. There may not be rails or may not be a train, but it's happening. And I can't understand. This certainly would seem to be something that the left and the right could agree upon. You know, this is a boondoggle of you know, Old Testament proportions. But it's a child of the left. And it doesn't matter that it costs billions. It goes nowhere. It does nothing. You know, you know, how many thousands of dollars per passenger are you going to have to charge to pay for this thing, you know, in the year 2055? And, of course, the world won't be around in 2055.
Well, that's right.
That.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
So, 2023 is about it.
Yeah.
It's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was that 1973? I can't remember.
Yeah. Silent Spring. Yeah. On and on and on. Yeah.
No. And again, when you look at how the left thinks and the way they approach things, everything comes from you know, they say we're the fear mongers, but to your point a minute ago, right, the world was supposed to end, I don't know, a dozen times since the early 70s,
yep.
And maybe even before that. You look at what's going on in this state. You know, they talk about drought. They scream about all this. Governor Nuisance again stole $5 billion from the transportation fund,
yep,
to go to helping illegal aliens, and yet we have dams that can't hold water. We,
yep,
can't reroute water. And they'll be screaming for more money next time, yeah, we have some heavy rains, won't they?
Well, you know, if you drive the freeways at night, you know, you could come to a major freeway intersection of three major freeways. There's no light on the signs. You have no, and there's the freeways 15 lanes wide, you know,
right,
and there's three freeways, and you don't know which one's going where. And all these, just, and that's just a little simple thing, you know. It just replaced the freeway sign, you know. And, you know, instead of, you know, widening roads or putting in bicycle lanes, you know, for the billions of bicyclists, you know, that are commuting from Palmdale to downtown L.A., you know, so.
No, I love it. And, you know, after the show, I thought that you and I may go raid Target. You have a calculator? We can go, we steal. What is it, $940 worth of goods, and they give you a ticket?
Yes.
Do they take this? My question, though, so I don't waste my time, is do they take the stuff from you, or do you just get a ticket?
I think you just, yeah, I think you get to keep it, you know. That seems fair to me, you know.
People, if you don't know, you know, there was a law that was passed here in California that basically said anything under $1,000, anything under, I think it's $940 is the top mark, you don't get arrested for anymore.
Yeah.
They write you up over it.
Yeah.
You've got people running into stores with calculators to make,
yeah,
sure they don't go over $940. I'm at a local grocery store. A girl walks out with two big bottles of vodka in her hand. I look at the cash register, cash person, and I said, is anybody going to stop her? She goes, no. Not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going,
and
wow.
That was
that the 70s, John?
Yeah. That was a conservative law, too. Oh, no, wait a second. It wasn't. Yeah. And what happens in San Francisco, you know, there is just a rash of smash and grab, you know,
yeah,
tourist cars and, you know, even local cars being broken into.
Mm-hmm.
And who thinks of this stuff, you know?
And then you have people like Assemblywoman, I want to call her, right, Assemblyperson, I don't,
mm-hmm,
know if you use woman or man, Assemblyperson Christy Smith, who,
yeah,
is in the Assembly here in California. She's running for Katie Hill's vacant seat. And you called her out because even when she was running for that seat, she ran as a moderate Democrat,
yeah,
when she's become a rabid Democrat for all intents and purposes.
Yeah. There is no such thing anymore. We are at, I can't say a tipping point. I have no idea what the future will hold. You know, I got a great story about New York City in a minute, but you know, there's no such thing as a moderate Democrat because you can start as a moderate Democrat, but look what's going on in California. I mean, these are just things that are going on constantly, one law after another. In our own humble little city, I remember years ago, they hired two guys at the city just to read all the laws coming in because there was such a avalanche of new laws from California, the feds, Los Angeles County. They couldn't keep up with it. Our own little city, you know, had to have someone just break all this stuff down. How does this affect us? And they're just making law after law after law without any regards to consequence.
Yeah. The what was the there was a movie, the sheriff that was killed down south, you know, Walk with a Big Stick.
Oh yeah, Walking Tall, one,
Walking
two,
tall,
and three.
The first one,
yeah,
right. And there's a scene in that movie where the judge is so corrupt,
yeah,
and he finds a rule that says the sheriff decides where the judge's chambers are.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that scene?
Oh yeah,
he puts him in the bathroom.
Yeah,
so. But people don't realize it's the same thing in the legislature,
mm-hmm,
that the Speaker of the House here decides where your offices are.
That's right.
And I tell people, they go up there, to your point, they may go up there with positive and good intent,
yep.
and then they find out real hard and fast they don't get committees.
Yep.
Their office is a 10-by-10 room next to the bathroom.
Right.
And they don't get all the perks they normally would get. Mm-hmm. How long are you going to last like that, right?
Well, again, there's this, it used to be, I don't know how it was in California, but I know in Washington that Democrats and Republicans would go out to breakfast, lunch, and dinner together, and they would talk about legislation. And now there is no, there's one side and the other. It right. is, we are as close to, and I mean armed conflict, but we are at war on a spiritual level, you know.
I agree
it's
with
left
that.
Left yeah. with right, you know, and there is no, there's just no middle ground, you know. There is no compromise, you know, as, again, throwing my poor sister, you know, as an example, you know, with this Disney executive argument.
Well, John, but I, you know, first of all, I'd like to say, I don't think the mafia has anything on the Democrats these days,
yeah.
you know. I mean, they've got it cornered, but you know, when Democrats and Republicans at the legislative level try to come together, the Democrats see Republicans as simply evil.
Yeah.
It's just one word for them. You are evil. And Nancy Pelosi said it. We do
yeah.
the work of God, and you guys don't.
Yeah.
But she wants to say something else. I like to say, what God are you doing the work?
Because
anybody that won't protect the life, first of all, you can have the argument as to when is it life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's out of the womb, it's on the table crying. It's got arms, legs, fingers, toes, and it's breathing air. I'm going to take a guess. I don't have an MD. I don't think you do either. I think it's a life
yeah.
at that point.
Well, I go a little bit, you know, I'm a little bit more conservative. I just have the question on abortion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple one. It's not this thing of a woman's right, you know. It's such a ludicrous, logical argument. It's like saying, well, a woman's index finger is part of her body, and she has the right to control that index finger. So, therefore, she gets to use it to pull a trigger and shoot somebody, and it's her body, you know. I mean, this is the logical conclusion. There's one boilerplate question for me. When does life begin? I have no answer, but I'd have to ask that, you know, before aborting a child.
Well, I am at conception number one. I find it ludicrous that they'll allow you to do, I mean, most countries will allow it after 22 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Science says a baby can last outside the womb between 19 and 20 weeks.
Yeah.
So we have science. Figure it out, people. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with John Boston after the break.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey, hey, mambo, mambo Italiano.
Well, you don't think it's going to be mambo Irish, do you? Come on, give me a break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Be involved. Be engaged. Seriously, people, don't just sit there drooling all over yourself, okay? Don't sit there just taking every word that I say as gospel truth, or any of us, for that matter. I get bad information on a regular basis. You have to do some of your own homework. You have to stop. You have to listen. You have to pay attention. And you know, do a little of your own research. We've got that Google thing now, right? So you can look it up. Not like the old days where you had to go to the library and pull down 27 books to figure out what you were looking for. You can do this pretty quickly, and it's not that hard. So don't be a Twitter victim, okay? You saw the tweet, you believed it to be gospel truth, you spread it all over the place, and you find out you're wrong. You know, don't do that, all right? And for the people on my side of the aisle, don't do that. You get so mad at them for spewing dishonesty, for spewing these things, and then you do it yourself. Don't do it. Don't load their gun for them, seriously. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. John Boston joins me, as I told you. He's written more than 11,000 columns. Dude, I couldn't get through a 22-chapter book, let alone 11,000 columns. You've been named the best serious newspaper columnist in North America, U.S., California, and Los Angeles. The same thing with the best humor newspaper. And you do have a lot. Where can people find your writings if they want to check out some of your stuff?
Well, you know, my shameless plug would probably be for, buy my novels, go to Amazon.com.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Tell people about your novels.
Yeah, I had a bestseller years ago called Naked Game the Sasquatch. It was required reading at Harvard for about 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
And bestseller. Working on the sequel right now, Naked Came the Novelist. Got another book, The Melancholy Samurai.
Will it be a self-portrait in the Naked Came the Novelist? I hope not. Anyway.
Only if I could turn back the time, Jeez.
The Melancholy Samurai.
Yeah. Oh, that, I wrote that years ago. It's about making tough choices. It's the hero has a choice where he is presented with a button drawn on a cocktail napkin. And his friend says, if you could get rid of every jackass in the world, by pushing this button, every pervert, every villain, every kidnapper, on and on and on. Yeah. Would you, hitting that button, would you do it?
Hitting that thing?
And the hero, it's like he's got some good questions. It's like, how do you know who's, maybe the guy's just having a bad day. Maybe he's on a path to forgiveness. How do you know who's who?
Yeah.
And it's not about saving the World Series or the Super Bowl or a president or, the European Union or what have you. It's about what happens when we don't make that single difficult choice. What happens? And it was fun writing, So
I think people find it. I just had this conversation with a bunch of my conservative friends the other day, and we're all. I believe conservatives are really the little L liberals. That's my personal thought. And what I mean by that, we are more in line with you. You live your life the way you want to live. We don't care.
Yeah.
Okay? You want to have 27 dogs in your backyard as long as you're not bothering your neighbors. Have 27 dogs. You want to do this? We're okay with that. We don't want to dictate every aspect of your life. We don't want you doing it to us either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Where I think the left comes out and goes, no, we look at Michelle Obama. I know what's better for your kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what foods they're going to eat at school so that we can fill up the garbage pails and they can throw it away and go buy candy bars at the end of the day. The big difference between what they perceive to be as liberalism, which is truly my whole family's from Italy and Mussolini days, which is truly fascism. They are the true fascists.
Yes.
Do you not agree?
Yeah. Well,
not all. I don't want to paint with a broad brush. I got a lot of good Democrat friends.
Oh, gosh, yeah, me too. Something happened, starting in the 60s. Remember, the left was, at war with the man. Big government, big business, and this and that, and people telling, the left and what they, can do. We don't want that. We don't want you guys telling us. And there has been a 180-degree paradigm shift. The comics used to be, all left-wing. You look at the internet now and the memes and one-liners and stuff, they're like 90% conservative and 10% liberal, and the liberal ones aren't that really funny. It's kind of like, hey, the president has orange hair, guffaw, guffaw. But something happened. There was a paradigm shift where the left, all now becomes like, we want to tell everyone what to do. I got to say, I kind of liked Michelle Obama, stepping forward, and trying to get a little bit of nutrition. I did a column years ago. I got a hold. Somebody sent me a menu of our local school district of what the school lunches were. The pepperoni pizza on Friday was the healthiest meal of the week.
With the plastic cheese? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, with
very
the plastic.
Sure.
And it's like, you could drink motor oil. And I wrote a couple of columns about that. And I'm waiting for the letters to the editor to come in, and you're right, we ought to just try one slice of lettuce, for our children, and there was just quiet. not a peep, you know.
Well, you and I are in the same. I actually went after, I did a piece on parenting for a successful child when it comes to education. Mm-hmm. And I talked about food and that kind of stuff and what have you. And that they, and that when you go through the line, here you have all these kids that are allowed to choose the food they want to eat, you know, K through, well, maybe not K, but at least second grade through sixth grade. And the first 20 things in the trays are salad and tomatoes, mm-hmm, and onions. And I'm going, yeah, okay, really, that's appealing and appetizing.
Yeah.
And then you get to the end, and what do they have? They have the Snickers bars, the cinnamon rolls, yeah, all that stuff that the kids can have.
Yeah.
What are you going to choose?
Well, right? and it's a cultural thing, too, because
yes,
way back when, you know, when I was going to school, you know, moms packed lunches. They were, you know, my mom was just, and dad, both horrible, horrible chefs. I remember once my dad packed me a lunch that had a fried liver sandwich on raisin bread toast with jelly.
You poor thing.
Yeah. So, you know, okay, health a little bit too far, but nutrition ladies at school, at high school, used to cook lunches, you know, and they'd be healthy. You didn't have Snickers as a choice, you know.
But
and
John,
we've abrogated, you know, the adult, you know.
Right. But it goes back to, what are the parents telling the kids? What are they teaching the kids? What are they allowing the kids, right? I mean, my kids, we made sandwiches for. They told me later on, you know, we didn't eat them. We threw them away, or we did this and that. Said, I don't care. Then you went hungry.
Yeah.
I was not going to put, forgive me, but I wasn't going to do peanut butter jelly sandwiches. They didn't need that kind of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen the pictures on Facebook and other places where when I was a kid growing up as an Italian, you know, we had the rustic-looking bread.
Uh-huh.
You know, we had prosciutto or salami and all that other stuff. And at the time, some kids were embarrassed by it. I probably was one of them. But they were trading on sandwiches all the time,
the
kids, you know.
Yeah. There still was the effort, I think, okay, you know, to a food pyramid, if you will. And, you know, but the thing was also that the parents called the shots, you know, good, bad, and indifferent, you know, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, it's not like all, you know, there was like some halcyon days, you know, 50 years ago. You know, there was just all sorts of horror stories. But there still was the principle of the parent was the head and told the kids, do this, you know.
Right.
And a lot of it was crazy. You know?
And the same thing with the schools, though. They had a lot more influence in the schools.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays parents are led to believe in a lot of ways that they don't understand. They're uneducated.
Yeah.
So we'll take care of your kid for you. I'm a trustee in a school. I think that's a wrong attitude. I want more power to the parents. I want the parents to make more decisions about their kids. I don't think, and we've only got a couple of minutes left, I say the same thing on the board. We shouldn't be teaching morality. That's not our job.
That's right.
You parents need to teach morality. If you teach your kids, you know, we have to deal with these bullies, young kids that are bullies, mm-hmm, and I always say the same thing. Until we change it at home, you can't get, there's not enough classes for that kid.
Yeah.
Bring his parents in. Help his parents not turn that kid into a bully.
I had a dear friend of mine who was a high school administrator, and he said when he retired, you know, one of the things, there would be like a young girl, 13, 14 years old, dressed like a, you know, a Keno waitress, and and say, you can't dress like that. My goodness, you know. And then the mom would come in, and she's dressed 10 times worse, you know. So what do? You know, poor teachers.
I mentioned dress code. I got blasted by a couple of parents. And I'm going, you know, it's amazing to me that you wonder where society's going and what's going on. It's not just the girls. The boys do it, too. So I don't want to pick on one side over the other. But when do you expect your kids to step up? When they go looking for that job, one of the things that I was always taught, dress up or dress better for the job that you want.
Yeah.
You're going to school. Give me a break. Dress a little better.
High class behavior.
Yeah. You're high not going to meet your husband in school, ladies.
Yeah.
not in high school.
Yeah.
I hope.
I hope. Yeah.
Anyway.
You're here.
All right, John. So people can find your books on
Amazon.com. Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. And then maybe they'll go there, pick that up. If they Google your name, your columns come up all over the place.
That's right. Yeah.
Some of them. I
just Google John Boston, writer, John Boston, author. I'm like the first thing that comes up on the internet.
And for clarity, you're from Springfield, not Boston.
Yes, but that was back in the 50s.
For my New England listeners, they know that we've got it squared.
Yeah, here.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Listen, college campus crazy is coming up in the next hour. All those things that you're wasting your tax dollars on and you're wasting your hard-earned dollars on, I'm going to bring to your attention. That should make you really happy. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live.